Good morning to Terry Wallace. How are you?
Good morning, David, and to your listeners. If they're still involved in finals, if their teams are still involved in finals, good luck.
Yeah, well, honestly, I'm a Carlton supporter, so don't hold that against me, please. But first week of finals 2020, the most challenging of the most challenging year in history, just about, wouldn't it be?
Yeah, it would be, I suppose, with the way that the circumstances have played out. And I don't think that their finals will change anything there. I mean, they're probably the most interesting thing about the finals race is the couple of teams that I've got as the, you know, my number one and two seeds would be Richmond and Geelong, but both of them play against teams who have still got a home ground advantage. So that'll be sort of interesting to sort of see how all that plays out as well.
Well, how do you think it'll go tonight, Port versus Geelong?
Yeah, really good game. I think it's one of the tougher ones of the weekend to select which way the game will go. As I sort of said, I've got Cats ranked higher than Port, even though Port finished the whole season on top of the ladder. Geelong were able to handle them pretty well with the time that they played them first time around, and Tommy Hawkins was the dominant player in that game. But it's a different story at Adelaide Oval and just how it sort of plays out tonight, I think. Yeah, Port will throw the kitchen sink at them. I'm going to stick with Geelong. I think they've had a really good year. Point to prove. Yeah, they've got some players. This is their last real opportunity of having a crack at a flag. So I just think I'll give them a minor advantage. But I've got the feeling that the winner of tonight can actually make it all the way through to the grand final. I'm not saying the loser can't recover, but certainly I think the winner then gets in the box seat.
Big prediction there. Well, I was going to pick Port, but Geelong it is. Okay, then. Tomorrow night, Brisbane versus the Tigers.
I think the Tigers, when you have a look at their record against the Brisbane Lions, I think it's 17 in a row. I know history doesn't sort of count for anything when you're going into these type of games, but they have had control of their opposition. They beat them again comfortably this year. So there's a lot that Brisbane need to turn around to be able to beat the Tigers. Tigers, if they do get another premiership under their belt this year, I mean, that'll be 3 and 4 years, which takes them past even that great Geelong side, which was 3 and 5 years. So, pretty fair performance that they're putting on. Still all to be done over this finals campaign, but I'm sticking with them. I think that Brisbane will recover, though. I don't see them going out in straight sets like they did last year, so I wouldn't want to be coming up against them if they lost this one next week.
Well, I've got to be honest, I pull at the heartstrings. Richmond, a lot of players here locally, a lot of gentlemen here locally played for Richmond, so I'd go for Richmond anyway. Now, what about Saturday afternoon, the Saints taking on the Western Bulldogs?
I'm really pleased the two come up against each other in this elimination final because they could have flipped and played against like the likes of West Coast. So why I'm pleased is that at least one of them gets the opportunity of going through to a second week and maybe building some momentum and getting a chance to sort of continue on from there. And I think both are deserving finalists. I think they both played some pretty attractive footy towards the end of the year. This game's a case of the St Kilda side are better at both ends of the ground, so forward line and back line, and the Bulldogs are better through the middle of the ground, through their midfield runners and halfbacks. The likes of Bontempelli, McRae, Caleb Daniel, all those three were all Australian players. I just think that they'll get enough ball through the middle of the ground and control that area to win the game. But if you're a Saints fan, if you can match them in the middle, you're better at both ends, so you'll get a result if you can match them in the middle. I just think that the Bulldogs will get them in the middle.
Well, again, I'm going with the heartstrings there, and because of their colours, same as the old colours that I used to wear when I used to play footy, Saturday night, the final game for this weekend, West Coast and Collingwood. You'd have to go West Coast, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's a game that I'm doing. It's hard to now the case for the Magpies. They've got probably 4 of their best 7 players or 8 players out of the lineup. They've had to go over there and isolate for a week, so even training, they've been doing training in separate blocks. So, and then you come up against a side who hasn't lost in Perth all year, who's won its last two finals by 55 and 66. Essendon and the Melbourne supporters will remember those two games pretty much. So, very, very difficult side to beat on their home deck. And circumstances have made it almost more difficult this time around. So the way I'm sensing, I'm doing the game, but I think the West Coast will march through the week too.
Well, again, Terry, I'm going for the heartstrings there, and because I'm a Carlton supporter, anyone who plays Collingwood, I'm going to go for, pretty much.
I can understand that with the rivalry.
Look, great to talk to you. Thank you so much for those tips. I'm going to save them and see how you go when I have a look at it on Monday morning.
Good on you, Dave. Well, I think tonight's is the hardest of the lot of them, so that'll be the interesting one.
It will be. Thank you, Terry. I'll talk to you next week.
Cheers, Dave.